So our reading today is from Colossians 3, verses 12 through to 17. Colossians 3, 12 to 17. It'd be good if you can have your Bibles open to follow it through. It is on page 1119. One of the things that learning to read the Bible is learning to find where the chapters are, so you don't have to rely on the church Bible. So it's one of Paul's letters. And if you can't remember the order of those letters, think Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, A-E-I-O, and Thessalonians. It didn't work, go to that, does it? It doesn't work there. So, Galatians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, generosity, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now, sometimes I think God must feel like Eliza Doolittle.
Touch, and my heart begins to crumble. The heavens tumble, darling, and I'm...
Words, 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 I'm so sick of words. I get words all day through, first from him, now from you. Is that all you blighters can do? Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night.
Okay, so I've admitted that I do like My Fair Lady. I actually like Pygmalion a lot better. But worship, words without actions. In the Bible, worship and obedience always go together. You can see it through the whole of the Old Testament. Isaiah 1 talks about it. Amos says, away with your feasts. I hate your feasts. Away with all your ceremony. They're strum on your harp like David. That's what you like to do, but you don't care about the state of Jacob. So worship without action in our daily lives is idol worship. And I would even propose that worship without action in our daily lives is idol worship. That's pretty harsh, isn't it? But in 1 Samuel, Samuel's talking to Saul, and Saul's disobeyed God. And Samuel says to him, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice. To heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Boy, that is harsh. Disobedience and idolatry. That is a tough one. So let's look at this passage. Therefore, now, as a good reader of the Bible, when you read the word therefore, you've got to actually go back and say, well, therefore what? So let's look at what the therefore is about. Colossians 3, 10 and 11. Put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge, in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on the new self. Take off the old self, which is evil, and Paul's talked about that in the previous verses, the evil of anger and hatred and all that sort of idolatry. Put on the new self that is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of the Creator, which drives us back to Genesis 1. God made human beings in that divine image. Male and female, he created them. Because Christ is all and in all. This is based upon Jesus Christ, the true image of God in human flesh. So therefore, what we're looking at is the worship of what I've coined it. I've done that before and then found out somebody else has done it as well. But I've coined this new self-community. What does the worship of the new self-community look like? We have it here in Colossians chapter 3. What's this identity of this new self-community? Verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen, holy, and dearly beloved people. Chosen, holy, and beloved people. These are terms that are used throughout the Old Testament to refer to Israel. It is God's holy, chosen, and beloved community that he chose out of all the nations of the earth to bless all the nations. We read that in Genesis 12, verse 3. God has chosen them. He has set them apart, which is what holy means, set apart. And he's loved them. And we can also see this, of course. Jesus is also called chosen, holy, and beloved. And we are his community of putting on the new self, taking off the old self and putting on the new self. Now, you'll have to excuse me a little bit here because I've gone a bit, tried to be a bit creative. Here we have the undergarments. We're clothing ourselves, the undergarments of the new self-community. Compassion, patience, kindness, gentleness, humility. These are the basic elements of the new self which we are putting on. They are qualities which we see in the fruit of the Spirit. Compassion. Feeling with somebody else, having a dear love for somebody so you feel what they are feeling as well. Compassion. Patience. I asked God for patience and he gave me lots of opportunities to develop it. Patience is something that we do not do well today. Playing on the computer, I do a lot of work on the computer and I am terribly impatient with my computer. I remember when you used to connect to the internet. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Yeah. Some of you are too young to remember a dial-up. It's instant. We don't develop patience, but patience is a vital element for the new self community, as we'll see in a minute. Kindness. Kindness is not a quality that is really respected today. It seemed to be weak. But kindness is actually a very strong virtue. Because being kind is not being kind to people who are kind to you. It's being kind to people whether they're kind to you or not. Which is actually very, very difficult. I used to be a rugby player. Rugby is a great game. I enjoy it every weekend watching the rugby. And respect and kindness is a value of that sport. And you can see it sometimes when an opponent is injured. The concern and the compassion and the kindness of opposition players. Gentleness. Again, that's a quality that is not valued within our society today. Being gentle. Being hungry, being ready, being angry, but being kind. And that grows out of gentleness and humility. Now, there's the ultimate countercultural quality for today. Being humble, not blowing your own trumpet, as we'd say in English. You may know I've been applying for various jobs and I hate writing down, you know, what is your strengths? You know, my weaknesses, they're obvious to everybody, but strengths. But being humble is not something that is respected. But these are the undergarments, the basic qualities of the new self community. And you will notice that they all have relationship to one another. It is all to do with, you can't be compassionate without somebody alongside you. You can't be kind. You can't be patient. You've got to have other people to relate to. And this is what are the overgarments. Oop, have I stopped? These are the overgarments of the new self community. Bearing with one another. Forgiving one another. As God in Christ has forgiven you. God has forgiven us so much, we should be forgiving, forbearance and forgiveness. Again, these are part. If you want to go through and on the internet and Bible Gateway or something like that, and just put in one another in Paul's letters, there's about 40 of them. It's all relational. The new self community, forbear. It's interesting because I looked up the word, and it's basically putting up with one another. And I'm just like, that doesn't sound very positive. It's bearing with each other's faults and forgiving one another. Now, the reference that Paul makes here to forgiving as God has forgiven you means true forgiveness. It's not just saying, it's okay, don't worry. It's truly forgiving. And that is something that is very, very difficult to do. I went to Belgium last year to a conference organised by Release International about women who are under pressure for their faith. And there was an interview on Egyptian television of a woman who had had her son murdered by ISIS. And the reporter who was interviewing her could not get his head around the fact that this woman said, of course, I forgive them. My saviour, my Messiah, I think, remember she's saying, my Messiah has forgiven me so much, therefore, of course I forgive. And in our new self community, forbearance and forgiveness are absolutely essential. And verse 14, I love verse 14. And over all these virtues, put on love. Love. That word love is the word for sacrificial love. It's the word used for God's love. The God's love in Christ. Over everything, put on love. Which covers a multitude of sins, a multitude of problems, a multitude of disagreements. I remember a friend in Argentina saying that there's too much love of power and not enough of the power of love. And our society talks about love a great deal. In songs, Eliza Doolittle was singing about it, if you love me, show me. But love is the characteristic of God that is the most definitive characteristic. God is love. In this is love. Not that we loved God first, but he first loved us and gave up his son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sin. That is God's love. And we as the new self community have got to put on that overcoat, that cloak that unites all things. And this is the aim of love and all of these qualities. For God, this is from Colossians 1, 19 and 20. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, as Christ, and through him to reconcile unto himself all things, whether things on earth, things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. This is God's will, God's purpose, that all things would be united under Jesus Christ. Things in heaven, things on earth, everything. But the new self community is where it starts. Everything is bound up in love. Love for one another that brings unity. And that word for unity is completeness, fullness in our new self community. And that is the aim. In verses 15 and 16, we have the resources as well of the new community. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, because we were called to peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. And the heart is the center of the being of a person. It is not their emotions, it is their mind and their will together, because we are called to peace. In this community, and I'm talking about Hartford Baptist Church, this community, let the peace of Christ rule, that unity in love may be shown to the world. And also, let the word of Christ dwell, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. So we've been saying quite a lot during this series that worship is not only about singing. Well, here it is. It is about singing. But what I noticed is it wasn't singing to God. It was singing to encourage one another. It is the horizontal aspect of worship. So I fully agree with you, Esther. It's not thinking about God all the time. It is singing to one another, encouraging one another. That's what admonish means. A very strong word to admonish each other, to encourage one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, to let that word of Christ dwell in us, that message of the gospel dwelling in our community, in wisdom, and of course, in thankfulness to him. And the ultimate motivation, I think I'm running out of battery here, the ultimate motivation in verse 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The name and the glory of God. That is our ultimate aim in this new self community. As we put on the new self with all those virtues of compassion, etc., as we forgive and forbear with one another, as we love one another, as we let the peace of Christ rule in our heart, as we let the word of Christ dwell in our hearts, that is everything to him. It is to Christ. It is not so we look good. It is so that Christ will be glorified. So what does it look like, this new self community? I have two statements and a challenge. Statement one. It's a worship community that clothes itself and helps each other to get suited up in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. It's encouraging one another to put on those clothes of compassion, of thankfulness. It is ultimately discipling one another into those virtues. Second statement. It's a worship that involves mutual forbearance, forgiveness, love, the peace of Christ in unity, the message of Christ in encouragement, and thanksgiving. And the challenge, of course, is, well, here at Hartford, do we do that? Are we encouraging one another in our Christian lives to put on compassion and humility and kindness and gentleness and all those wonderful virtues? Are we forbearing with one another? Are we forgiving one another? Are we loving one another? Or is this just a religious club that we come on Sundays because we like it? Brothers and sisters, we are a community that have been put here by God in order that we may bless the rest of Hartford and the rest of the world. And how can the rest of Hartford and the rest of the world know what it looks like unless we put on the compassion, the gentleness, the love, etc.? Unless we let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, unless we let the word of Christ dwell among us, how can they know? What model has the world got of a community who love one another. Are we? If we are, then we can improve. How can we improve? If we're not, what are we going to do about it? Because we've got to do something about it. So I would like us to receive this challenge. I have been challenged by this as I've sat at my kitchen table preparing this, looking at myself and going, oh my word, how far have you fallen short, Davis? But I would encourage you to look and examine ourselves and see where can we encourage one another to compassion, to kindness, etc., to forbearance, to love. How can we build one another up in those things? And have I got somebody who will pull me up on something if I'm not acting those ways? Am I willing to mention it to my brother or sister in Christ? So that we may be this new self-community that demonstrates to the world what it is to be a unified and loving community. Let's pray together. Lord God, I do thank you that you have given us the Holy Spirit in order that we may develop these virtues and qualities of compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness. Lord, I thank you that you have put us into a community which we can be loved and we can love. Help us to bear with one another. Help us to forgive one another. Help us to love one another. And help us, Lord, to build each other up, that we may be a model to the world of what you would have a community look like. We thank you, Lord, that you have renewed us through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus and through the work of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that we will be able to look to you. Help us examine ourselves seriously, Lord, that we may be that community here at Hartford Baptist. We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.